And then when I was a teenager, it would be during the 20s, something very exciting happened in the town of Surrey. They decided to build a summer playhouse, and it was next to the cemetery. And just before that, or probably 3 or 4 years before that, there was a tea room opened, which is now the house, the side of the cemetery. It was called the Blue Lantern. And everything was very expensive, so it was only the very wealthy people that came there to eat. Then the playhouse opened, and that was probably the most exciting thing that had happened in Surrey. All these Broadway actors and actresses from Broadway came, and the men stayed in what they called the Manix. The house isn't there anymore, down across from the Ramstos. And then where the Bullards live now was where the women stayed. Then there was a house the other side of the cemetery, which has been torn down, where all of the actors ate when they first arrived. Then after that, they built a dining room right next to the Blue Lantern, and they were fed there. But I worked at the Blue Lantern. I began when I was 12 years old and worked until I was probably 18 in the summer. And it was very exciting because I got a chance to go to all of the plays free. And the bell, they had a bell in the top of the playhouse, and that would ring between acts. And we would go outside and stand around in the nice summer evening. And then that bell would ring, and we'd go back in. And if we had been sitting in the back seat, we could, if there weren't people in the front, why, we could now go down front. Because they liked Full House, and that's why they gave away some of these tickets, I imagine.